This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Hello, this is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be sharing with you information about places to go and things to do in the Triangle in the coming days, as this is the Triangle Bulletin Board. Let's start with some things that came from the NNO here. First, don't forget, the North Carolina State Fair runs through Sunday, the 23rd of October. If you haven't been there to get your deep-fried Kool-Aid, you probably better hurry up and go. The Bud Light City Fest is having Vince Neil in concert. That will be on the 22nd, which is tomorrow. That would be Saturday. At the Raleigh Amphitheater, the gates will open at 5 p.m. The show begins at 6, and it's $5. Now, the Raleigh Amphitheater is that new amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Rock of Ages is being performed at the DPAC from October the 25th through the 30th. If you'd like tickets to that musical, you need to call 281-0587. That's 281-0587. Carolina Ballet is performing Dracula. That will be shown through October the 30th at the Progress Energy Center. There is going to be a Saturday matinee with post-show discussions. You can call Ticketmaster about tickets to that. Are you into cooking? Do you like to bake? Well, the Progress Energy Center is going to host an evening with Buddy Velastro, the cake boss. That will be Friday, November the 3rd at 7:30 p.m., and there is going to be live cake demonstrations. I don't know what that exactly means. I hope it means cake decorating demonstrations. It doesn't say that, though. You can get tickets by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000. The Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia is going to be at the Stewart Theater on the North Carolina State campus. They are going to be performing Goodnight Moon and the Runaway Bunny. That will be on October the 29th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's $11 per ticket, and they suggest that it will be best for pre-K through second grade students. That's the Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia at Stewart Theater at NC State, performing Goodnight Moon and the Runaway Bunny, two of my favorite children's stories. That will be October the 29th at 3 p.m. $11 is the cost of the tickets there. John Hiatt and the Combo will be performing at Carolina Theater in Durham on October the 24th. The tickets there can be purchased by calling 560-3030. That's 560-3030. Regina Carter will be performing at the Stewart Theater on NC State's campus on Saturday, October the 22nd at 8 p.m. There will be a pre-show talk at 7 p.m. And Regina Carter is a jazz violinist. Tickets run $28 to $32, and you can purchase them by calling 515-1100. That's 515-1100. Evita, the musical, is going to be performed at the North Carolina Theater from October the 22nd to the 30th at Memorial Auditorium. If you'd like information about tickets, call them at 831-6941, extension 6944. That's Evita by the North Carolina Theater, and Lauren Kennedy, a Raleigh native, is going to be playing Evita in this show. That's going to run October the 22nd through the 30th at Memorial Auditorium, 831-6941, extension 6944. And some family outings. This one sounds really interesting to me. It is the Bull City Coop Tour. Yeah, they mean chicken coops. It will be this Saturday, that's tomorrow, the 22nd, from 9:30 until 3:30. Maps can be picked up at the Durham Farmers Market and at Bull City Burgers and Brewery. The suggested donation is $5 per adult and $20 per carload. And that's the Bull City Coop Tour. Go take your kids out and show them how their chickens actually are raised. That will be Saturday the 22nd, tomorrow, from 9:30 to 3:30. You can pick up your map at the Durham Farmers Market or at Bull City Burgers and Brewery. It's going to be $5 per adult. That's a donation, so you don't have to pay that, but that's the suggested donation. And $20 per carload. Oops, my eye skipped down here, and I was trying to tell you about Carborough and carload at the same time. The Carborough Farmers Market is hosting a kids' pumpkin decorating extravaganza from 3:30 to 6:30 on Wednesday. That would be October the 26th at the Carborough Farmers Market. Kids' pumpkin decorating extravaganza. Wow. So bring your kids, go to the Carborough Farmers Market from 3:30 to 6:30 on Wednesday, the 26th. Let's take a look now inside the Indy. Pardon my page rattling, but the Southern Season, you know, a Southern Season, the store in Chapel Hill, is hosting their 10th annual North Carolina Food and Wine Festival. It's going on right now. It runs from the 12th of October through the 30th. Their patio pumpkin party is going to be Sunday, October the 23rd, from 4 to 8 p.m. Kids, $8. Adults, $14. Get out your family's costumes a week early and head over for some fall fun. A buffet-style dinner, pumpkin, and non-alcoholic beverages are included. You need to call them. That's 919-929-9466 for reservations. It's going to be happening at their Weathervane restaurant. And again, this is at a Southern Season in Chapel Hill, their patio pumpkin party. They're also going to have some book signings. The first one, October 21st, that's this evening, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Sherry Castle, cooking instructor and cookbook author, will be here signing her book, The New Southern Garden Cookbook. And also then, on October the 29th, from 10:30 until 12:30, Sarah Foster, who is one of the country's most respected experts on simple, honest food prepared with fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. Come meet her in person, and again, that's going to be at a Southern Season. And while you're there, you can enter to win one of five North Carolina gift baskets. A Southern Season is located at University Mall in Chapel Hill, and if you'd like to call them, the number is 929-7133. They're open from 10 to 7, Friday until 9. So you can find a Southern Season and go take your family for a Halloween buffet. All really, and they spell really here, R-E-E-L-L-Y, Scary Carrie. Their Halloween movie series runs October the 25th through the 29th at Booth Amphitheater. Tuesday the 25th, they are showing The Haunting from 1963. It's not rated. Wednesday, October the 26th, is Misery. That one's rated R. Don't take the kids. On Thursday the 27th, Disney's Haunted Mansion. It's rated PG. Friday the 28th, The Blair Witch Project. That one's rated R. Again, don't take the kids. Saturday the 29th, they have a double feature with Scream, rated R, and The Scary Movie, also rated R. Picnics are allowed. The gates open at 6 p.m. The movies start at 7. It's $3 for adults. Patrons can bring a blanket or chair as the spacious lawn at Booth Amphitheater is transformed into an outdoor movie theater. And again, that's the Really Scary Carrie Holiday Movie Series, October 25th through the 29th at the Booth Amphitheater, and all of them start at 7 p.m. with the gates opening at 6. Turning over through the Indy here. Again, pardon me. Sorry for this. This is one of the things we're going to be training our volunteers on, is not rattling paper while you're going through. Okay, we have Oktoberfest, Saturday, October the 29th, live music with the German band. This will be at Milltown, and they open at 10:30 a.m. The music begins at 3 p.m., and that will be Saturday, October the 29th, and during all of October, Milltown Dining and Drinking is going to offer daily specials of German food and Spaten during their Oktoberfest. Where's Milltown, you ask? Well, let me tell you. It is at 307 East Main Street in Carrboro. So go on down and celebrate Halloween at Milltown. They're doing their big Oktoberfest deal. The Jayhawks are going to be performing at the Carolina Theater at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. The Jayhawks will be there on October the 26th. Tickets are now on sale through Ticketmaster. And they've just announced that Tift Merritt is going to be opening for the Jayhawks. And you know, Tift Merritt is a local girl. So come on down to the Carolina Theater and listen to the Jayhawks on October the 26th. You can get those tickets through Ticketmaster. And what was the Ticketmaster number again? Let me check back here and look that up for you. Ticketmaster. Where did it go? Oh, I hate that I lost that. I'm sorry, folks. Pardon me while I look that up. Ticketmaster, 1-800-745-3000. That's 800-745-3000. We also have A Christmas Carol, Theater in the Park. He's back. Ira David Wood III is back as Scrooge. He has recovered from his heart surgery. Tickets are now on sale for A Christmas Carol. It runs December 3rd and 4th at the Durham Performing Arts Center and December 8th through the 14th at PEPCA's Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Christmas never felt so good, they say. Tickets are now on sale through Ticketmaster. That number again, 800-745-3000, or online at www.ticketmaster.com. If you'd like more info about the play, you can get that info at theaterinthepark.com or 831-6058. That's 831-6058. And they spell theater for Theater in the Park in the English manner. T-H-E-A-T-R-E. theaterinthepark.com. Moving on through the indie here as we take a look at some of the things that they've got coming up in the next little bit of time here. 94.7 WQDR is offering their country concert calendar. Thursday the 20th, we're already past that one, sorry. Friday the 21st, Hank Sinatra will be at Slim's. Friday the 21st, Darius Rucker and Rodney Atkins will be at the Raleigh Amphitheater. Saturday the 22nd, Dexter Romweber at the Cave. Saturday the 22nd as well, Wanda Jackson at the Clayton Center. Sunday, Loretta Lynn will be performing at the DPAC. And Sunday the 23rd, Kelly Pickler will be at the NC State Fair. So be sure you take advantage of some of those things that will be coming up in the very near future here. Okay, let's take a look at some of the other things that are going to be coming up within the triangle here. Special events from the town of Cary. Cary Players present Once Upon a Mattress. That's one of those absolutely hilarious things. Oh, but I hope you caught it because that one's already gone. It's over. I hate it when that happens. Okay, on the 22nd, we have the Cary Town Band Concert, Hunting for Halloween. It's free. Love them. It's free. That will be Saturday the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Cary Arts Center. Join the band at the new Cary Arts Center Theater as we go hunting for Halloween. Musically experience a full day of hunting with Buccalosi's humorous A Hunting Scene and a side trip to Zaninelli's Dark Forest. After a peaceful evening in the small village of Collinburg on Bald Mountain, venture up the mountain for the night as Halloween reaches its peak and All Saints Day finally dawns. Tally-ho and trick-or-treat. For more, go to carytownband.org or call them at 847-8806. So that's free, Hunting for Halloween, the Cary Town Band at the Cary Arts Center. There's going to be a BMX contest Saturday the 22nd from 10 a.m. It will be located at Skate Cary, that's SK number 8 Kerry. Spectators are free for this event and will have the chance to see local talent shred our ramps. We will have jam sessions, runs, and other competitions for beginners, intermediates, and experts. Cash, prizes, and giveaways for contestants will be happening all day long. Interested in competing? Call Skate Kerry at 919-380-2970. That's 919-380-2970. Kerry Diwali is free at Kerry's Booth Amphitheater, Saturday the 22nd at 10:30. This year's theme is Sanskriti, Culture Transcending Borders. The festival will highlight how Indian cultural traditions and values have transcended geographic and ideological boundaries to survive and enrich other cultures and races while still maintaining its own distinctive identity and values. The event is co-sponsored by Hum Sub, Inc. and Town of Kerry Parks, Recreation and Cultural Resources Department. For more, visit townofkerry.org or HumSub, that's H-U-M-S-U-B dot net, or call them at 919-460-4963. That's 460-4963. And on Tuesday, October the 25th, more Mysteries and Secrets, Exploring Kerry Area Cemeteries. And it's free! Love it! It's free! Tuesday, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. There's something mysterious about cemeteries. As we pass them, our thoughts begin to fly. Who rests there? Join the friends of the Paige Walker Hotel as they explore the mysteries and secrets held by local cemeteries, identifying the resting places of historic figures and bringing to light the more obscure facts and questions from both prominent and well-hidden burial grounds in Kerry and its outskirts. For more info, visit friendsofpagewalker.org or call 460-4963. That's 460-4963. Friends of Hemlock Bluff's annual recycle sale. Item drop-off dates are Thursday, October 27th from 10 to 6 and Friday, October the 28th from 10 to 6. And they'll hold their recycle sale October the 29th from 8 to 1. The location is the Stevens Nature Center at Hemlock Bluffs. Each year, generous citizens donate their unwanted household items like toys, small appliances, and furniture to be recycled to other families that shop for bargains the day of the sale. Bring your items to the Stevens Nature Center on Thursday, October the 27th, and Friday, October the 28th, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Then come back the day of the sale for some treasure hunting. The event is sponsored by the Friends of Hemlock Bluffs, and all proceeds from the sale benefit Hemlock Bluffs and the Stevens Nature Center, as well as the conservation and environmental efforts conducted on the site. Call 387-5980, that's 387-5980, for more info. And Kerry Arts Center Open House, our exhibition program, again, that's free, Friday, October the 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Kerry Arts Center. Join us at the Kerry Arts Center for an open house event highlighting our gallery exhibition program. Works from artists in the Western Wake Studio Tour will be on display in our gallery. Artists will be on hand to speak with the public about their work and offer free demonstrations of their painting techniques. Enjoy free refreshments as you learn more about the talented artists working in our area. And that's going to be at the Kerry Arts Center. The Kerry Art Loop on Friday the 28th beginning at 6 p.m. The Kerry Art Loop highlights triangle arts and culture in the Kerry area, offering extended hours for participating art galleries, restaurants, coffee houses, and other businesses that showcase visual arts, music, and more. For maps and details and more, visit www.kerryartloop.org. That's kerryartloop.org. Howlin' Good Halloween Celebration, Saturday, October the 29th from 5 to 9 p.m. Come out to downtown Kerry for a fun, family-friendly Halloween celebration. Start your evening at the Herbert C. Young Community Center with Kerry Teen Council's Tricks and Treats Halloween Bash, of fun games, prizes, and more. Then make your way down Academy Street to the Kerry Arts Center for more entertainment. And, if you dare, the applause Cary Youth Theater Fright School's Haunted House. For event information, call 919-469-4061. That's 919-469-4061. The Haunted Twilight Tour of the Town of Cary, of Downtown Cary, ages 13 and up. Join the Cary Players for a macabre tour of historic downtown Cary. Your tour guides will share spooky legends and tales of yesteryear, guaranteed to send a chill up your spine. That will begin at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Tickets are $13, Friday, October the 28th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., 7 to 8:30 p.m., and 7:30 to 9 p.m. So there's plenty of stuff for you to do over the holidays. All right, let's see what else I can find in here for you all to do. Let's see. That one is already done, I fear. Let me see what else I can find. Let's move on to the North Carolina Symphony. The Symphony is going to hold their education concerts, which ask students, what makes music music? These are free concerts for Triangle area students. They're holding one on October the 25th, and another on November the 16th. Every year, the North Carolina Symphony and its small ensembles present over 45 free education performances to elementary and middle school age students across North Carolina. The series forms the core of the most extensive education programs of any U.S. orchestra. Resident conductor William Henry Curry leads the symphony in the 2011-12 edition of this engaging concert program in Raleigh twice within the next month. The orchestra plays for an audience of more than 1,600 Wake County students and teachers on Tuesday, October 25th, and it repeats the performance for students from Wake, Durham, Lee, and Orange counties on Wednesday, November 16th. Both concerts take place in Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts and begin at 10:30 a.m. The concert features special demonstrations by the symphony's renowned staff of conductors and world-class musicians. Along the way, students and teachers are asked, what makes music music? With a rich and engaging musical lineup that highlights the building blocks of the art form: rhythm, dynamics, texture, tempo, form, and melody. We break down music to its fundamentals and provide students with the essential tools for understanding the total influence of orchestral music in their life, says North Carolina Symphony Director of Education, Jessica Nalbone. This year's lineup includes powerhouse selections by Mozart, Haydn, and Strauss. Students will recognize one of music's most famous melodies in Beethoven's Ode to Joy and get a little American flavor in Scott Joplin's The Entertainer, well known as the theme to the Paul Newman and Robert Redford film The Sting. The cinematic thrills do not end there. All of the day's lessons are brought together in the concert's stirring finale, Reinhold Glier's most famous work, one of the classical music's most frequently quoted scores, and one featured in movies from The Right Stuff to The Hunt for Red October, the Russian sailor's dance from The Red Poppy Ballet. It's so exciting to see students' faces light up when they realize how these individual pieces relate to them, says Nalbone. These concerts are an enriching educational moment that will remain for them for the rest of their lives. Glenwood Elementary music educator Carol Dolber attends the North Carolina Symphony Workshop for Teachers annually and incorporates North Carolina Symphony lesson plans in her class. For some, this is the only time they will see and hear a symphony orchestra live, she said. For others, it sparks their interest in learning how to play an instrument. Students love to talk about everything after the concert: Maimondi Hall, the musicians, the instruments, the conductors, and the music they have just heard. Curry puts it even more succinctly. Classical music is just as entertaining as any other kind of music, he says. That, to me, is our number one mission at the concert. Education concerts are presented free in schools or concert halls for school groups and are closed to the public. They are generously supported across the state by the North Carolina General Assembly, as well as BB&T, GlaxoSmithKline, and Progress Energy. For complete information on the Symphony's education programs, including how to attend or schedule an education concert in your area, visit ncsymphony.org/education or contact Jessica Nalbone at jnalbone, that's the letter J, NALBONE, at ncsymphony.org, or call her at 919-789-5461. So if you are homeschooling, I bet you could get your kids to one of these concerts that the symphony produces. North Carolina Symphony's Manning Chamber Music Series returns. First of three free chamber music concerts highlights Beethoven and Tchaikovsky on October the 24th. A triangle music tradition, the Manning Chamber Music Series launches its 2011-12 season with masterworks by Tchaikovsky and Beethoven. The series opening performance takes place at Keenan Auditorium on the campus of William Peace University on Monday, October the 24th at 7:30 p.m. Manning Chamber Music Series concerts are free and open to the public. North Carolina Symphony violins David Kilbride and Jeremy Preston and cello Elizabeth Bellman join with viola Zai Chang for the charming violin and cello version of the duet number 3 in B-flat major, a popular chamber piece attributed to Beethoven, though its authorship is uncertain, followed by Tchaikovsky's spirited and playful Album for the Young, Opus 39. There's no doubting the creative force behind the program's headliner, Beethoven's bold and technically demanding String Quartet No. 7 in F major, Opus 59, No. 1. A turning point for the legendary composer, if not for chamber music in general, the Quartet No. 7 in F major is the first of three middle quartets written for Russian Count Andreas Razumovsky. It was Beethoven's first extended effort in the quartet form, and its notable musical challenges and emotional depth helped the composer establish his reputation in serious music. To some original listeners, music will never be the same again. Opus 50 is the precise chamber music analog of the Revolutionary Symphony No. 3, Eroica, written in the category of orchestral music, writes the popular chamber music blog EarSense. Music is suddenly happening on a whole different scale of intensity, virtuosity, and profundity. A special partnership between the North Carolina Symphony and William Peace University, the Manning Chamber Series brings symphony musicians together with guest artists and Peace faculty for performances of first-rank small ensemble music, both classic and new. The concerts are presented free throughout the year, offering Central North Carolina residents a rare and vital opportunity to hear some of music's great masterpieces. The series continues with free concerts on Monday, January the 23rd, 2012, and Monday, March 19th, 2012. Keenan Auditorium is located on the William Peace University campus at 15 East Peace Street in Raleigh. North Carolina Symphony musicians perform in small ensembles across the state year-round. We've just about run out of time for our Triangle Bulletin Board for today. Don't forget, this is the final weekend of the NC State Fair. You'll need to be there or be square. This is Linda Orndt reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is the Triangle Bulletin Board. This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. We hope that you've enjoyed it and that you will be sure to listen again next week at this same time. If you've got any questions or comments, please give TRRS a call at 919-832-5138. That's 832-5138. Thanks for listening.